ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة هود عليه السلام tonight from 105 to 109 إن شاء الله تعالى. And then we have a few more verses and we finish inshallah. By next year, January, we're going to begin a new chapter inshallah in the Quran. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه فمنهم شقي وسعيد فأما الذين شقوا ففي النار لهم فيها زفير وشهيق خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك إلا ما شاء ربك إن ربك بك فعال لما يريد وأما الذين سعدوا ففي الجنة خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك عطاء غير مجذود فلا تك في مرية مما يعبد هؤلاء ما يعبدون إلا كما يعبد آباؤهم ما يعبدون إلا كما يعبد آباؤهم من قبل وإنا لموفوهم نصيبهم غير منقوص صدق الله العلي العظيم. There is a glimpse into the Day of Judgment. Many people ask, how does it like the Day of Judgment? How different it is from this life? What are the scenes that we are going to encounter? What things we're going to see on the Day of Judgment? How is it? Where is it? Where is the paradise? Where is the hellfire? Are they next to each other? Are they separated from each other? What is the distance between them? These things, we all ask about them. And we all need answers. We need to see the paradise. How is it really? Is it like Orange County, Irvine, Laguna Hills, you know, Beverly Hills? Where is it? Sometimes you go to places, you enjoy them, you say this is paradise. But Allah says, no, paradise is something else. فيها ما لا رأت عين ولا سمعت أذن ولا خطر على قلب بشر. Paradise is a place that no eyes has perceived in the past or will perceive, no ears has heard about it, and no people could imagine it. Even no human imagination can grasp paradise. Even if you bring the best directors in Hollywood and tell him, give me an idea, use your imagination, your creative mind. Give me a picture. He says, I can't. A paradise that we create, we draw, you know, in movies, drawings, this is our paradise. But the paradise that God designs and God produces is imaginable. Imaginable, cannot be imagined. But God gives once in a while. There are 1500 verses about Qiyamah here in this book, peppered in this book, here and there. So every while, and then he gives one or two sentences, one or two descriptions, but very brief. In this one, God gives an idea about what will happen there. Are we going to communicate with each other as we communicate now? We see each other now. Either we visit or we use, you know, WhatsApp. WhatsApp now, today, they said there is 1.5 billion people are using it. 1.5 billion. Are we going to use WhatsApp or Tango or Viber? We don't know. Are we going to speak to each other, to speak to our family members, to our neighbors, to our friends? God says sometimes you can and sometimes he says no. So where is the truth? Where is the answer? In this verse, 105, God says, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي, a day shall come. يَوْمَ, a reference to the day of judgment. يَوْمَ يَأْتِي, لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. No soul shall be able to speak, to utter anything, but with the leave of God, with permission of God. يَوْمَ يَأْتِ لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ. On that day we have two groups of people. Only two groups. Either شَقِي, the wretched people, unfortunate, miserable. شقاء means misery. Those who are miserable. وسعيد, or those who are happy. Those who are felicitous. Is it right? From felicity. Those who are happy. Those who are enjoying their life. Those who are joyful. So either two groups, either this or that. There is no third group. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ. Now, can we speak there? In some verses, Allah says, no, you can't speak. You don't have permission to speak on the Day of Judgment. In Surah Yasin, what does Allah say? He says, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمْ, today on the Day of Judgment, we seal upon their lips, upon their mouths and lips. They can't speak. It is sealed. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. In another verse, Surah Al-Mursalat, Allah says, هَذَا يَوْمٌ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ. Today is a day that they cannot speak. They are forbidden from speaking. Another verse, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ الصَّوَابَ. Even the angels, they can't speak unless God gives permission. Like a judge in the court, he says, now you can speak. Others, they have to observe silence. So this is one stage. We will witness one stage during the Day of Judgment that nobody is able to speak. Nobody. Another stage, God will give permission to some people to speak, because it's a court. It's a Day of Judgment. It's a day of accountability. So God will allow the criminals to speak at some point. So they know, people know why they are going to be punished. What is the reason? So some of them, God is going to tell them, what made you? What made you go to Jahannam? They're going to answer, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. Our problem was things that led us to go to Jahannam today, to damnation. Number one, we had no connection with God. لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We lived for 70 years. We didn't even know the direction to the Qibla. We knew the highway to Las Vegas, how to go to get to Las Vegas. But we never knew the way to the Qibla, to the mosque, to the prayers, we never. وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمُسْكِينَ. We were so selfish that we never thought one day of feeding one hungry person. We didn't lend a hand to those who are miserable in our community, to the poor people. We were only thinking of feeding ourselves, filling our stomach. We didn't care about others. This is the second. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. Whenever there is entertainment, we join. We join the public. We join the people. People are going this direction, we follow them. If they change into that direction, we follow them. Like some animals, you know, sometimes animals, have you seen them in the movies? They go left and right. They don't have straight direction. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. Wakunna, also we used to make fun of Day of Judgment. When someone tells us there is a Day of Judgment, there is accountability, we don't care. Sometimes, you know, you tell people don't drive fast because there are cops. Some people, they don't care. Some people care because they don't want to pay the fine. The fine is $300, $500. Some people, they don't care. They make fun of you. Even if you tell them, you give them warning, they don't listen. Same thing about Akhirah. When you speak to people and tell them, many of them, they don't want to listen. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. So Allah says, on that day, people are going to be divided into two groups. The saved and the damned. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ, the damned, وَسَعِيد, those who are saved, those who are happy, those who are victorious. Sometimes in this life, people consider themselves to be miserable. Why? Because I don't have a house, I'm miserable. I cannot buy this fancy car, so I'm miserable. I could not go to this prestigious college, I'm miserable. I could not get this job, I'm miserable. I could not marry that person, so I'm miserable. But this is not the real misery. The real misery is on the Day of Judgment. All what I said is not misery. The real misery is if you can't make it to paradise on that day. That is miserable day. That is the real misery. Otherwise, these small deprivations here and there, you can overcome them. You can substitute them. And you can survive. But the real misery, if I cannot, I live 70, 80 years, then on that day I come empty-handed. That is real misery. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ. Then God says in 106, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. Because my friends, our fortune or misfortune there depends on our life and our choice here. God does not make a blind selection. It's not a blind date for God. God does not send some people to paradise randomly, and some others, he selects them randomly and he sends them to hellfire. He doesn't do that. Maybe TSA they do at airports. Random selection. God does not have random selection. God has wise and just selection. His work is based not on a prejudice, neither on desire, hawa, nor on revenge. God doesn't have any hate against anyone. We are his children. We are his dependents. He created us. He didn't create us to barbecue us, to torture us. He created us to honor us, to respect us, to save us. So if people come there and they are misfortunate, it's because of them, not because of God. Because it's because they chose that path in this life. I always say the path into that life begins here, from here, from this life. You have to choose the gate here, not after death, not even before death. You have to choose the gate. Which gate? Which choice here? Someone cannot be a doctor if he doesn't go and choose medical school. If he goes to another school, he doesn't end up a doctor. He cannot say, but I wanted to be a doctor. So you had a choice. You want to be a doctor? You have to make the choice 20 years ago, not now. It's the same. We cannot arrive there and say, God, I'm not going to paradise. Why? What's happening? God says, you chose the gate. Gate. You go to the airport. If you want to go to Houston, you know, this is why the flight attendants, when boarding is complete, they say, this is a flight 1960 going to Houston. So in case someone did not have coffee that morning, you know, he's not thinking well, he does not end up in the wrong place. They want to make sure that people know where they are going. In this life, we have to know, my friends. We have to know. This is our choice. The road to paradise is obvious. It's obvious. I have to follow it here. Too late if I want to stay until the day of judgment, or before death, or 2 years before death. Too late. I have to choose it now. God says, as to those, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. As for those who were damned, and they chose the path of damnation and loss, they're going to have a groaning and wailing in the hellfire. This is a reminder, yes. It's not a joke. Quran is not a fiction. This is the reality. There is a hellfire, there is a punishment, and there is a groaning and wailing. لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. Okay, خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض. Abiding therein, for as long as the samawat, the heaven and the earth endure. Sometimes they give you residency for 1 year. You go to a country, they give you 1 year residency. Sometimes 2 years. Sometimes 10 years. Sometimes indefinite. Allah says, my residency, my green card is indefinite. خلص. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ. Except if God wants to have mercy on some, then he gets them out of the prison. Otherwise, if they go there, they will end up their permanent residency. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ. Save what your Lord chooses. مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ فَعَّالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدٌ. Verily, God does what he wants to do. Now, this is God does what he wants to do. It does not mean God is going to be arbitrarily judging. No. He judges according to what we deserve. With justice. With justice. With fairness. Even with mercy. Even with mercy. He's going to use mercy with those criminals too. But he will give them what they deserve. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ فَعَّالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدٌ. 108 says, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا. As to those who are fortunate, su'idu, on that day. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will be abiding therein, in the paradise, forever, as long as مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Again, as long as the heaven and the earth endure. مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ عَطَاءً غَيْرَ مَجْدُوذٍ. God says this is a gift to those who go to paradise. This is a gift غَيْرَ مَجْدُوذٍ. مَجْدُوذ means being cut off. God says, no, it is غَيْرَ مَجْدُوذٍ. This is a continuous living there, continuous reward. So have peace of mind. My friends, in this life, why does God says this is continuous? Because it has a reason. God says, when you go to paradise, don't worry, nobody is going to get you out. So have peace of mind, enjoy peace of mind. Because psychologists, they say, sometimes even people who have money here, wealth, enough wealth to live for the next 50 years, 100 years, still sometimes some thoughts come to them that, what if I lose this wealth? What happens to me? So sometimes they go through periods of anxiety. They worry. People who have good health, they just did medical checkup and the doctor said, Alhamdulillah, you are very strong, very healthy. Still, you never know. Maybe the next blood test, you go to the doctor and he says, I'm sorry. This is why you have to have a blood test every year, once a year at least. Maybe your health will decline. Maybe something will come up. People who have a house, a residence, good residence, still, even if they have a house and own a house, they might think, sometimes thoughts come to their mind that I might lose this house one day and I end up in the street. People who have partners, wife, husband, children, they might one day, I have a son, maybe one day I would lose my son, I would lose my wife, I would lose my husband. So people constantly, they live in what? In a state of anxiety, state of fear. Nobody has complete peace of mind, believe me. Even the richest person today on earth, you go to him, tell him, do you have peace of mind always? He says, no. Sometimes I worry. Yes, I may have money, but I might lose my health. I might lose my wife. So these things happen. God says when we send you to paradise, we give you something called peace of mind. So you worry about nothing. You don't worry about your residence, about your health, about your wife leaving you, about your son, God forbid, being killed. This morning I was watching the news live from Thousand Oaks. 12 young people were killed. Some of them were only 16 years old, 18 years old. A father said, I could not imagine my son went there to have fun with his friends, and he ends up, you know, being dead. See, nobody can believe that. Don't take life for granted. Don't take life for granted. Anything could happen any moment to anyone. The lady was saying Thousand Oaks is the most peaceful city in America. We know each other, we like each other, we respect each other. Our city is very, it's low on a crime. All of a sudden, someone who's discharged from the Navy brings his gun, machine gun, and he opens fire on people who are having college night, having fun. Anything could happen, my friends. These are lessons. Lessons for all of us. Don't take life for granted. This is why people worry. God says, عَطَاءً غَيْرَ مَجْدُودٍ. When we give in paradise, it is not going to be discontinued. This giving, these gifts, will provide you with real peace of mind. There is no interruption in that. No interruption. This is the beauty of paradise. The beauty of paradise, you're going to enjoy peace of mind. In this life, there is no peace of mind. People who live in Yemen, they don't have peace of mind. Neither people who live in Paris, nor people who live in America. Today, you know, one of those who was killed in today's shooting in the morning, he survived the Las Vegas shooting. Do you remember Las Vegas? 56 people. He survived that one. MashaAllah, he goes to all parties, you know. So he survived the Las Vegas, but he was killed last night here in Thousand Oaks. No place is safe. This is why people don't have peace of mind. God says the people of paradise, we give them peace of mind. Nothing can interrupt their life. Ata'an ghayra majdudh. This is the meaning of ghayra majdudh. A gift unfailing, a gift continuous. Ata'an ghayra majdudh. Now look at the difference between those who are happy and those who are unhappy. Between shaqi and sa'id. God says, when he speaks about misfortune, he says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا. Shaqu in Arabic grammar and Arabic literature is مَبْنِي لِلْمَعْلُومِ. Whereas سُعِدُ is مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ. Shaqu, the verb, if you study Arabic grammar, Shaqu here, it means that the one who did his own misfortune. Whereas when he speaks about su'idu, he says the fortune has been created for them. There is a difference. Why there is a difference? God is trying to say that if someone leads the path for damnation, misfortune, he did this to himself. We know who is the doer. We know who the doer is. He himself. But if he leads the path to salvation and success, it's not only him, he did it. God helped him. God was holding his hand and guiding him and encouraging him. It's like with many students, when they pass, when they graduate, they think that they only themselves did it. They don't know there was a mother behind them for 5 years, encouraging them, pushing them forward, taking them to school, making food for them, waking them up in the morning, my son, my daughter, yalla, let's go to school. When they come back crying, worried, the mother is there, the father is there. They forget all that. They think that they did it. I succeeded. This is me. No, it was not only you. It was your mother too, your father, maybe a friend. Not just you. Combination of many people. That is the difference. Allah always helps. Those who have good intention, they seek success, Allah is going to encourage them. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى. Those who are guided and they love to be guided, God will pave the way for them. God will make it an easy journey for them. So that is the difference. If you notice, because in the Quran also is a book of literature. Those who understand Arabic, they know the difference. Why this verb is this and the other verb is that? Not just God wants to play with the verbs or with the grammar. There is a meaning behind it. Meaning. So God attributes misfortune to the person himself, but the success not only to himself, but to God. God was helping him. Ata'an ghayra majdudh. And then we go to the last one, 109. فَلَا تَكُ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِمَّا يَعْبُدُ هَؤُلَاء. But before I go to that, some people ask a very important question. Why someone is going to go to Jahannam, let's say if he murders someone here. He goes to Jahannam and he stays there forever. Whereas the murder is only one murder. He committed one, you know. How long it takes to shoot someone? 3 seconds. Take the gun, kill someone. Why you end up there in jail for forever? Is this justice? The crime is only 1 minute. Why you have to be sentenced there for millions of years? Ma damat as-samawati wal-ard. As long as the heaven and earth endure. Is this justice? So what is the answer here? In case if he does not seek forgiveness, of course. If that person seeks forgiveness, changes himself, herself, God is forgiving. But suppose someone does not seek forgiveness. He kills and he's proud of his killing, you know. Like the guy who killed today. Then he killed himself. He didn't feel even sorry. So why he ends up there forever? For the simple answer, yes, the crime took 5 minutes. But the consequences and the ramification of this crime is forever. Do you know now those who lost their children this morning, they have been devastated for the rest of their life. For the rest of their life, I know. Mothers, fathers. For the next 50 years, until they die, they don't forget their children. So the concept, yes, the crime was only 1 minute. But the results of that crime are eternal. The devastation of that crime, the torture, the suffering of that crime does not end. You cannot erase it, especially when there is murder, especially when there is rape, especially when a father, mother, they see their children being bombed, being destroyed, being killed, being wronged. You can't. The devastation is continuous. I was watching a movie the other day in China. And they have camera inside the bus in China, and the bus was crossing a bridge. So the bus was supposed to stop before crossing the bridge to drop one of the passengers. The bus driver did not stop. And he continued. So the passenger came and she was quarreling with the driver while the driver was driving the bus on a bridge, crossing a river. And she started hitting him while he was driving, and he hits back, and all of a sudden the bus swerves and it plunges into the river. All people die in the bus. The mistake is small, because he didn't stop on the bus stop. She came to hit him. Can you see this? People lost their life because of a small mistake. So yes, sometimes small mistakes, it's small. It took only 1 minute. The bus was focusing on his driving. You can see the movie. He was defending himself. She was hitting him, so he didn't notice. Immediately the bus went this way, to the left, plunges into the river. No survivals. Sometimes we commit mistakes. It takes 5 minutes, 3 minutes. 3 minutes, texting and driving. How many times people get killed on these freeways? Because of texting. The text is maybe 10 seconds. Maybe 5 seconds. The moment you look at your phone, you are texting, boom. You get killed and you kill many people with you. So these things happen. Happens. This is why the pastor wrote on the entrance of his church that when you come inside the church, and if you want to speak to God, you have to turn off your cell phones. If you want to speak to God, don't talk on the phone. When you are in the masjid, don't talk. Don't text. You are here for half an hour, speak to God. But if you want to meet God and see Him, text while you are driving. You will see Him, inshallah, immediately, free of charge. So really, don't text and drive. Serious, don't. Whatever the text is important from your wife, she tells you, where are you? The lunch is ready, the house is burning. Tell her I want to come home safe. Give the phone to your, you know, someone who's sitting next to you. Therefore, why some people stay in the hellfire? Because the consequences of their crimes are eternal. Therefore, the punishment is eternal. The punishment is eternal. The punishment has to be compatible with the crime. Has to be compatible with the crime. My friends, believe me, going to paradise, sometimes you do something and that thing is in half a day, not 7 years, in half a day, and you are qualified to go to paradise. In 1 hour. And sometimes, God forbids, going to hellfire also, it takes 1 minute. It takes 5 minutes, no more. Not necessarily 70 years. We have a choice in this life. And we have to be careful when we make the choice. At the time of anger, we have to be careful. At the time of frustration, we have to be careful. The other day, a lady comes, and her husband, he divorces her 3 times in 3 different sessions. Now he wants to go back to her. She's divorced 3 times. And according to the Quran, in both the traditions in Islam, she has to go and remarry someone else and consummate the marriage with that guy. And if that guy wants to divorce her, whenever he likes to divorce her, then she can go back to her original husband. This is the ruling. People sit at home and he is angry. You are talaq, divorce. And you know, in the Sunni tradition, it's much easier and faster to divorce your wife than the Shia tradition. In the Shia tradition, we need witnesses. A husband, if he gets angry in the middle of the night, he cannot divorce her until there are witnesses and she has to be out of the period. And there are requirements. They make it difficult. So people don't, whenever they get angry, you know, but in the Sunni, it's very easy. Divorce, divorce, sometimes 3 times. You are divorced, divorce, divorce. God says we have to be careful. Some of what we do are going to have a devastating results on our life. Consequential. These results are going to be forever. The devastation, the suffering is going to be forever. Tomorrow, inshallah, Salatul Jumu'ah at 12 noon, sharp. You know, in this masjid, we work at Greenwich time with Big Ben in London. When it says bum, 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 we begin. No delays. For the last 22 years, inshallah. We are always on time. So 12, we begin the Salat, and we're going to have American students from the University of Redlands, our guests here at this masjid. And inshallah, tonight you saw the new moon of Rabi' al-Awwal. So congratulations. Mark your calendar for Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Saturday, November 24th, inshallah, at 7 p.m. We're going to celebrate. We have invited a pastor and a Sunni scholar and myself, inshallah. Every year we have this tradition of celebrating Miladun Nabi with interfaith and intrafaith leaders. So on the 24th, and inshallah, the Hawza studies are going to begin since we finished Safar on Monday, inshallah. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday every week, inshallah, at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can go to the website and register. Allahumma ighfir lil-mu'minin wal-mu'minat والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتح مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد